Lions, my anchorites, luminaries and Mysterians. Yes, you luminaries, shine forth your light and make sure the world's a better place for your passing. You Mysterians, keep dragging those mysteries out of the darkness and into the light so we can all work on them together. Yes, I am the Lumanarch, and this is Lumanarch Podcast Radio. I'm Michael Conway, and I'm your host for today's insanity. And what's going crazy today? I'd have to say, I really don't mean to judge, but I usually have the hair for it, and you'd see that on my Facebook video. But we're going to talk to you today on Anchor. Judge Brett Kavanaugh. It is time we talk, Judge Brett Kavanaugh. You know something? I understand wanting to tear down scumbags. Our country is full of scumbags. And I understand wanting to tear them down. There is nothing wrong with wanting to tear down a bad man who does bad things. And then there's the, well, wanting to tear down a man because he's a man. And I don't know what to tell you when, amazingly enough, a good man works through all the scumbaggery that exists around him with every other organization and whatnot, holds himself to a standard clearly laid out in the Bible, and then, you know, is a scumbag for being what? Accused? No! Come on, this is a man who has a long, outstanding record of absolutely being, you know, one of those people that lived above board. He's what would, in the Boy Scouts, we used to call straight arrow. Straight arrows hit their targets. You know why? Because they can be aimed at a target. They can hit their target. And Brett Kavanaugh has had the target of being a man that was above reproach so that we didn't have a judge that was compromised. He likes the fact that he can listen and hear and think about something without the burden of, you know, the girl in some dungeon somewhere, or some scumbag thing he did in some other place, or some scumbag thing he might that he didn't do but could have done in his youth. And, you know, then there's this thing about train rape gangs. You know, for as much as that, I know that kind of thing has happened in the past, that does not mean that Judge Brett Kavanaugh partook in those things. And, you know, this is not the country I fought and some of my friends died for it to become. Okay? This is not what we fought for. You know, in the 80s and 90s, we fought because America was the right place. Now what is it? It's a place where an accusation alone is enough? Enough to what? Impeach? Imprison? Or just keep the seat open until we can get a better political climate? And then when we have a better political climate, we get one of our boys in, who might be an actual scumbag. But, hey, you hold this pillar up who has no blemishes, you throw crap all over him, now he has blemishes, even if none of those blemishes are his own. Come on, this is not the country I fought for it to become. This is not the country my friends died for it to become. It is amazing how lost this country is now. It breaks my heart to know how lost this country is. And I'm not even sure we can come back from the brink at this point. Y'all's crazy. And I'm not talking about you anchorites, illuminaries, and mysterians. I'm talking about the rest of them, who the accusation alone should be enough. Come on. So I accuse you of bank robbery in 1991. I know a bank got robbed in 1991, and you did it. I don't know what town. I don't know where the location is. I don't know the time, but I know you did it. Guilty! No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way with bank robbery. It doesn't work that way with rape. It doesn't work that way. The accusation alone is not the conviction. The conviction comes from a preponderance of evidence, which could be none could be offered. A statement could be offered, but not even corroborating witnesses. Hell, not even cooperating witnesses. Her own friend denies knowing Brett Kavanaugh. So, other than the fact that, yes, there are other people I believe in his yearbook who look fairly similar to him. You know, because he's a male and white. I don't know. Maybe this is just too emotional a subject for me. I don't know what to do about it because I'm watching a country that I had a hand in making sure stayed alive is now tearing itself apart with lies and falsehoods. Maybe when I was a young punk and I listened to the dead Kennedys and such, maybe I was right. Maybe we should have just burned it all down. Then y'all would have had nothing to complain about because we would have been just as third world as the rest of the world. I don't know, this is not even a thing where I can peace out of this. I don't find peace in this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to find peace in the music. So let's get to the music. And hopefully we can find some kind of common ground where sense makes sense. Right is right, and wrong is wrong. With that, I offer my blessings and peace out to you, and I hope that we can all find peace in the end, before this country tears itself apart. Well, I'm out. Peace.
seems the more we talk about it, it only makes it worse to live.
Get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round,
I get around,
I get around.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
I get around.
Thank you. 6 foot 6 and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above," and 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies one hell of a man, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah.
Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? One word, one word.
We only got
one word, one word.
That's all we got.
One word, one word.
And something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the good word, word. Yeah. We only got
one word, one word.
That's all we got.
One word.
Big Mega Radio Smasher.
I had the time of my life, and I never felt this way before. And I swear this is true, and I owe it all to you.
Oh, I had the time of my life, and I never felt this way before. And I swear this is true, and I owe it all to you.
Dirty bit.
Way before.
Dirty Bit.
My heart's in a whirl. I love, I love, I love my little calendar. a prom. Like a firecracker, I'm aglow. When you're on the beach, you steal the show. Yeah, yeah, the heart's in a whirl.
Jupiter or Mars, fly me to the moon. I like old Frank Sinatra. He was a crooner. You know who I really like, though, is, what the heck's the guy that does Mac the Knife, Bobby Darin. I always like Bobby Darin, too. How are you doing this morning, my friend? I'm awake, but my little pug isn't. He's snoring in the background. It's early here in upstate New York. Hope you're doing well, my friend, in Bozeman, Montana. Hope you're staying out of trouble. I'm sorry that COPD is kicking your ass. Hopefully you feel a little bit better today, and I hope the weekend treats you well. Take care, my friend. Great to hear from you, okay? See, I told you he was sleepy. Holy snoring. Peace.
Michael Conway, what's really good? It's Reese from Medicine Remixed. Just a belated thank you for your call-in about our suicide segment, and in particular about the text message that Dee sent me. And I love what you said about darkness sometimes making it easier to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I think that's a powerful visual that I think we often forget about. But anyway, man, yeah, thanks for the call in. Hope you're doing well. And keep making those sexy pancakes, my friend. Peace.
Michael, what's good? Thank you for that good morning. I appreciate that. It's great to be back home. It's great to be back in upstate New York. I missed being home. I missed my wife and I missed my dog and I miss podcasting, so it's nice to be back podcasting and everything, and I definitely have to check out Big Sky, Montana sometime. All right, my friend, you have a great week, all right? Stay out of trouble. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie, babe. So there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body. just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight you dare. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Got to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Mackie spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Ho, ho. Yes, sweet guitar dream. Ooh, Miss Lottie Lenya and Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, sweet guitar dream. Look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town.
Well, thanks for that little chuckle, Michael Conway. I really needed that, actually. I do appreciate it very much, and I hope you have a great day.
Hey, man, how you doing? It's your girl, the Guru, Lupus Warrior, and I'm not on version 2. I'm on version 3.2 or some crazy crap like that. I don't know. It's maybe because I'm broadcasting from my phone. Ta-da. Who knows? Anyway, I got all the new stuff, and I finally got my Spotify back, so I think everything's good. Anyway, good morning to you too. Peace.
Hey. Thanks for checking out my stuff. Good morning, the morning show. Well, I am quite the late night talk, so, obviously, as you could tell, I'm a late night owl. But good morning to you over on your side of the world. I am over here in Singapore, so it is nighttime. Anyways, I hope you are having a wonderful day.
Good morning to you, Mr. Conway. Thank you so much for stopping in this morning, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. Man, glad you was on the creep this morning, man. You know what I'm saying? Listening to content and what have you, man. So thank you for choosing the Al Capone Show. And, man, it just made me so angry, you know? Because her boyfriend knew that she was wrong, man. You know, she was just being rude for the sake of being rude. You know what I mean? And I had to say something, man, because, you know, the guy was on his job, you know what I mean? And she was just being rude, man. There just wasn't no way to talk to nobody, you know? I put myself in those type of scenarios, you know? What if it was me? What if it was my child or anything, man? Wrong is just wrong. At the end of the day, that don't make sense at all. You know, you just don't treat people that way. That's just not the way to...
Hey there! I am sorry I didn't get back to you sooner. It is Maria from Strong Body, Strong Soul. Thank you so much for calling into my station. Not a lot of people are leaving messages anymore, right? It seems like Anchor users are not listening to each other very much anymore, right? There's just kind of a core group. I am loving the Facebook support groups for Anchor people, by the way. if you're not out there, go for it, because there are great people out there. There are three different Facebook groups out there to choose from, and I am in all three. One of them is developed by the Anchor people. So it's kind of interesting to put in my little two cents there once in a while in how to improve the platform or talk about little things that go wrong with it. I'll talk to you soon. I hope you're having a good day. Bye.
Hey, Michael, what's happening? Your intro, your hello or good morning never ceases to delight me. How's that? Nice to hear from you. The postcard said, I haven't figured that out yet, Michael. I haven't figured out which level that I'll put them in at. I've got a couple of levels. I've got a dollar level. I've got $1, a $5. Have I got a $5? A $10 and a $50. Big 50 bucks. Not too many have taken me up on the 50 bucks level. But anyway, I haven't figured that out yet. But if you want to check them out, get over to patreon.com/LarryGMcGuire and let me know what you think.
Good evening, my friend. I just thought I'd stop by and let you know I've got a new song out today, and it's on Tune. I'll give you the link to it. It's called More Than Just a Thrill. And yeah, go listen and let me know what you think. It's also out on my Anchor station, but the link on Tune sounds a bit better than the link on Anchor. So yeah, I hope you're having a good day. And cheers. Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited.
I am, however, very interested in the, I don't know, the maybe the homelessness of it all, but it feels like there's a story from Colorado that I know nothing about. And that makes me feel like I haven't been doing my job. So we have a lot to talk about. One of the things that I would like to hear from you is I would like to talk to you about the very first time you went into a weed store, whether you call it a dispensary or whatever. I've been calling it a dispensary, and I actually got checked by somebody in California. They were like, is that what you call those? Is that what those are, the weed stores? She's like, yeah, I've been into one. But yeah, we're putting it together an episode. That would be cool. But I would love to sit down and talk to you in depth about this Colorado thing. Denver sounds like a fucked up city. Anyway, it is a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Conway, sir. And we're going to be checking out your podcast.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.